Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and is observed by Muslims worldwide as a month of fasting during the day. According to Muslim belief, it commemorates the first revelation of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad.
We fast in May or July. It depends on the moon calendar, lunar calendar.
Hosni Ibrahim is the imam at the Islamic Center of Northwest Florida in Pensacola.
Our Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, declared that when you see the moon in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, just start to fast. And if you see the moon at the end of the month of Ramadan, stop your fasting.
Like the Christian Easter, Ramadan moves around on the Gregorian calendar, which is based on the sun and largely used in the Western world. The month of Ramadan is 29 or 30 days. Fasting is obligatory for most adult Muslims.
It is a command of Allah. Muslims did not fast because of less of money or less of food or poverty. No, Muslim fast because it is a command of God.
There are exceptions. Muslims suffering from illness, who are traveling, who are elderly, pregnant, breastfeeding, diabetic, or have other medical conditions are released from the obligation at that time. Once they heal or get healthier, then they can abstain. Fasting, says Ibrahim, is also considered a method of cleansing the body, the soul, and the heart.
Allah mentioned in the Quran that fasting is prescribed on you as it was prescribed on people before you, that you might carry taqwa. And taqwa means to fear God, to watch God.
And it's not only Muslims who are commanded to fast at certain times. Ibrahim says so are their ecumenical cousins and the other two major monotheistic religions.
Jews were commanded to fast. Christians, they are commanded to fast. And Muslims, likewise. It is not new innovation. It is not new thing.
In Christianity, fasting practices vary among denominations with the base reason to gain deeper fellowship with God. Judaism prescribes abstinence during certain days, such as Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Services in the mosque are virtually the same during Ramadan as they are at any other time of the year. The exception, says Ibrahim, is the offering of extra prayers.
Just because that time you are fasting, you need to recite Quran extra, you have to make an effort. When you do that, you please God extra, and you are rewarded extra too.
At the end of Ramadan on June 25th, Muslims will break their daytime fast during the observance of Eid.
Eid, or this holiday, we please Allah and thank Him for opportunity to worship Him. We can eat, we can celebrate according to the command of Allah and the command of the Prophet.
Muslims continue to work during Ramadan following the Prophet Muhammad's instruction to keep a balance between worship and work. Common greetings are Ramadan Mubarak or Ramadan Kareem, both wishing the recipient a blessed or generous Ramadan. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.